Hi everyone, and welcome back to our series Lit Radio with the Lit team. I'm your host, Thea. Today, I'll be speaking with Lit's editorial manager, Claire Christian, about Lit's editorial process and what makes a great book. Claire is a highly experienced publisher and editor with a deep understanding of the publishing industry. She has worked for some of the UK's leading publishing houses, delivers lectures on new business models, and is a past winner of the Young Publisher of the Year award. At Lit, she works closely with authors to develop great proposals into brilliant manuscripts and then turn those manuscripts into exceptional books. Well, thanks very much, Claire, for joining us today on Lit Radio podcast. I'm very excited to speak with you about the editorial process at Lit. And my very first question to you is, as Lit's editorial manager for books, what do you think are Lit's greatest strengths when it comes to editing, design and production of the books?
I think that the greatest strength, I mean, I would say this across Lit generally, is the communication with authors. And that's the beginning of everything that we do, certainly, and it's most important for editorial and design, I guess. Understanding right from the beginning what authors are hoping to achieve with their book, working with them to ensure that the book that we begin to construct together is exactly what they're hoping for at the end, and then sort of communicating with them all the way through the process to make sure that final product is what we all want. So I think really communication is really at the heart, I think, of everything that we do at Lit, but that's definitely the most important bit for me in terms of the editorial process.
Yeah, absolutely. Communication is key in all of Lit's division, I would say. And then because we receive a lot of manuscripts and book proposals from many authors, so what would be your tips for people and professionals who are looking to write a business book? What do you think makes for a successful manuscript?
Okay, well, we obviously receive manuscripts at various stages. So some of our authors may come to us just with an idea, and some authors come to us with a fairly polished, finished manuscript. It would seem as though the latter would be preferable, but actually, you know, working with an author right from the beginning is really good fun and can really add to the book itself. So I think the tips for authors in terms of their manuscript really depends on what point they're at. But if authors are at a point where they have written a book, you know, they've got the book there, then really in terms of the submission process or what makes it sort of a successful kind of process is being clear in what they're pitching to us. So when we receive that sort of submission, being really clear on what, because, you know, unless we actually sit down and read a whole, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 or more thousand words manuscript, we're not going to know what's in that and what the benefits, you know, what the message is that the author is trying to get across. So really, you know, a great kind of summary sheet synopsis telling us what's in it. That's something that helps in terms of the success of us selecting the manuscripts. And then in terms of the kind of what comes out at the other end, that's more variable, because really that's down to me. A lot of that is down to me and how I work with the author to develop what they already have. So what I try to do is sort of polish what's already there. So make a good book great, or a great book even better, you know, that's the kind of idea with what I do. So really, clarity is really, really key. I suppose that's the thing that I like to see most in a manuscript, because then I understand what the author wants and I can work with them then effectively to make it better. When a manuscript comes in, which they do sometimes, it's not easy. I mean, I admire anybody that writes and finishes a whole book, you know, if a manuscript comes in that doesn't have that clarity, it's much more difficult to work on. So I think a good way for an author to help themselves create that is by having their, you know, creating their contents list quite early on and working towards that. You know, that's something that I encourage them to do if they come to me with just an idea. Work on the contents, and then you can write to fill that structure. That's what I would say.
Yeah, definitely. But I feel for many people who are just thinking of writing a book, the whole idea is very scary, because Yeah, as I said, I also admire anyone who manages to write a whole book. But what tips have you got for potential authors, how they can get into the mindset of writing a book?
It does vary. Authors work in different ways, don't they, as we know. And so it, there's not really a one size fits all. But I think the key thing that a lot of authors may do that sort of prevents them from getting that manuscript complete is that they worry about the how perfect what they are writing is at this point. And that doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. The important thing is to get what their message out there on paper, on screen, whatever. So because then we can work, then we've got something to work on. So really don't be hindered by worrying about whether this paragraph's in the right place or this phrasing is perfect or whatever. Just get what's in your head down there, onto the screen or the page, so that then we can start working and perfecting it. And even before that, perhaps if you want to go even further before you even sort of start getting that the words on the page, I suppose going back to clarity again, being clear in what you want to get across with your book. What is the message? Who do you want to reach? Who's going to benefit from your book? You know, those questions, if you have those clear in your head, then all of a sudden the writing of it, I wouldn't say necessarily becomes easier, but at least you know where you're heading with it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And then once someone writes that manuscript and sends it to us and it's all approved, and then they've worked with you on that, what do you think makes for a successful book?
Well, if we knew that really, then we, publishing would be in a probably a different position, because that's a very, very difficult question. It's one that essentially we don't know the answer, but it's one that meets a demand. You know, there needs to be a demand in the market that means that this book is going to reach that demand, and it needs to, so it needs to have an audience. It then obviously needs to be the right book for that audience. It needs to be interesting, engaging, ideally contribute something new to the discussion around whatever the subject is. You know, sometimes a rehash of old kind of ideas can work if it's presented well, but really contributing something new, fulfilling a need, you know, where there's a demand, you know, and sort of having an audience there. But really, there's so many more factors that make or break a book, and none of them is one any that can be replicated from book to book. Each book is a different product. And, you know, I often say that, you know, if you have something like toothpaste or shampoo or something, you create one product, then you go out and you market test it on a number of people, and they say, oh yes, I like the taste, or I like the smell, or whatever, and then you sell that product. With a book, every single one you do is a completely new product that you're launching into the market, and that's quite, well, that's difficult, isn't it? So I think, you know, those are the things that sort of help towards a successful manuscript. The credibility of the author, you know, if an author's written before, or if they have a certain status within within their industry, their connections make a massive difference. Lots of people will have heard about the importance of social media, and actually social media is, whether we like it or not, a really great way to get the book in front of a lot of hopefully interested people. So, you know, the author is key to making the book a success as well. It's not just about the words inside it.
Yeah, as someone working on the marketing for the books, I'm really glad to hear you saying that social media is important, because it is massively important. And I think many authors, they don't realize how their network really can help get that book.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, not wanting to kind of veer off onto a chat about social media, but social media is very interesting, because of course, when it starts, it's often quite what's the word? It's a bit gimmicky, you know, people think it's just kind of for the kids, whatever. But as it develops, the strengths of social media really come out, and the way that we can use it in order to promote ourselves, our products, whatever, become much clearer. And it also becomes clearer which type of social media, I think, is of benefit to you. I mean, not everybody necessarily would have seen the benefits of TikTok coming for books, but actually that's really kind of come out now as such a positive way to promote books. And it's as the, I said, well, you know better than me, but as the sort of age demographic of the people using social media changes, also the way that we can use it and the different products we can use it for, changes. So I think it's just so valuable, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, definitely. But yes, as I said, I'm very glad to hear you saying that, even from an editorial point of view. And then my last question to you would be, do you see any important trends emerging in publishing or writing, which will soon have an impact on authors or publishers?
There's a few. Publishing is a funny industry. It's quite a, it is a flow industry in spite of the sort of various new technologies that enable us as publishers or as authors to have more control over parts of the process. There's a few different things, really. I think obviously the move towards authors being able to take much more control is good, but I think a downside of that is that there's so much conflicting information out there, and for an author to do their own project and be, you know, author, publisher, marketer, salesperson, distributor, it's very, very difficult. So, you know, as working with companies and publishers that support the author is, I think, almost becoming, I think we've had this peak of self-publishing, but then I think it can be really successful, but then we have this recognition that actually a publisher does add enormous value to a project in the expertise, you know, the contacts they have, and, you know, the expertise across many levels: marketing, design, editorial, sales, distribution, all of those things. So I think self-publishing is, or not self-publishing, but the technology that allows authors to take more control is a definite, can be a definite plus within publishing and publishing trends, but needs to be kind of approached with caution, I would say. Another thing is audio is still one of the only, I think it's the only growth area in publishing, and it's an area that hasn't really, it's kind of been nailed by the big publishers, but I think smaller publishers and independents can need to kind of find a way to make audio work really well for them. I guess they're probably the key. And I suppose in terms of challenges, you know, those are opportunities. In terms of challenges, we do have challenges in terms of the changes to our sort of global distribution practices, cost of paper, things like that. And there are areas in which I think, going back to my first point, technology can really help, because we can sort of print books in different territories to demand, and therefore not have the costs, both environmental and economic cost, of shipping books halfway around the world, and still have our products available anywhere that anyone wants to buy them.
Yeah, thank you for sharing those. And I know I said that would be my last question, but something just came to my mind as you were talking about audiobooks. And something that I previously discussed with you is that some publishers are using AI for their audiobooks. And do you think that's going to be the thing of the future, AI for audiobooks?
Yes, 100%. It's kind of a shame, because obviously there's a whole group of people that may not therefore be required. But I just think the technology around AI is improving so rapidly. This time next year, we'll see, there'll be probably, I don't know, 500% more AI narrated books. What is interesting is that currently Amazon will not have an AI narrated book available on their platform. This is a massive hurdle for publishers, because obviously AI narration will be very easy, quick, cheap, I guess. But all the time that Amazon will not host those books on their Audible platform, it's a massive hurdle, because that's our number one outlet.
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, it's interesting to see how that's going to go from here, and what Amazon is going to do next if more and more publishers start to use AI narration for their audiobooks. But thank you very much, Claire, for this insightful conversation. I believe it would be very interesting for everyone who either wants to write a book or working in the publishing industry. So thank you very much for sharing your insights.
Yeah, a pleasure. I hope it leads to more submissions.
Yeah, I hope to as well. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks everyone for listening. Don't forget to keep an eye on our social media at Lit Publishing on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and at Lit Business Media on LinkedIn for more information about new books and podcasts with thought leaders. We are now also on TikTok, so make sure you follow us at Lit Publishing. See you next time on Lit Radio Podcast.